Welcome to the Young Grit Podcast for young entrepreneurs and their families, where we tell stories and lessons learned from the world's top leaders when they were kids. We're your hosts. I'm Scott.
And this is Trav.
We're best buds, and we've served millions of kids in our businesses. And we're on a quest to help young entrepreneurs succeed. Today's podcast was brought to you by MyFirstSale.com. If you want to give your kids or grandkids a gift they will fall in love with, give them a gift card to launch their business. Give them confidence, delayed gratification, hard work, perseverance, budgeting, saving, investing. All these great lessons are learned when a kid can launch their own business. It's a gift that will last a lifetime. Go to MyFirstSale.com, click on sponsor in the menu bar, and you can sponsor a kid that you know today. Welcome to the next episode. The show notes, transcript, and kid business tips for the episode are located at MyFirstSale.com/122. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Young Grit Podcast. We are so excited to be here. Travis, I've got my buddy here, the CEO. Hey, Trav, how are you?
Doing great. Happy Friday to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got Jill Simonian. Jill, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks.
Okay, so everyone listening, you got to hear this. Jill is a rock star. She is, she created so many businesses and doesn't even identify herself as a business person, but she is the founder of The Fab Mom. It's a parenting blog. She was with CBS Los Angeles, and she's done hundreds of segments for the news on parenting. She is also recently the director of PrEP for PragerU. PragerU Resources for Educators and Parents, this incredible new program available for parents and teachers to be able to teach kids all sorts of skills about the world, about law, about entrepreneurship, about character, about politics, about everything. And she is now the director, and she has a lot of amazing things to share with us today. So Jill, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm blushing with that introduction, but thank you.
Well, this is going to be fun. We have a lot of families listening in, a lot of entrepreneurs, also a lot of young girls that want to grow up to be successful business women. And we just want to hear some really fun stories and tips from your life. So, but I'll start with some easy ones. You ready for this?
Yes.
Favorite ice cream.
What's your favorite? Chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. She's a chocolate gal.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite movie.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
It's true. There's no place like home.
I love that. I love that. Okay. And if there was one person you could ever meet and have lunch or coffee with, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say, okay, two people.
Okay.
My mom, God rest her soul, because I got it. That's a given.
Yes.
And the other person would be, and I say this because of my current work with PragerU and PrEP, and it's and how doing the work that we're doing with them has really reinvigorated my interest in United States history and how everything in our country came to be. I would say George Washington.
Yes.
Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy at all. He's on my list too. Like top five, hands down, George Washington, the man who could have become the dictator of America, but didn't. The man who could have been the warlord of the military, but didn't. The man who put restrictions on how long you could be president. This guy is a hero of heroes. So I'm with you. I would totally sit down with George Washington.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think at all.
Lots of questions. And first off, I would probably want to know what his real hair color was, because wasn't it allegedly red under all that white powder? I mean, that's a silly question, but you know, if you're going to sit down, you got to get all the goodies, right?
I love it. Okay. Well, this is cool because it helps us get to know you. So your mom, you have a couple kiddos, and you live in California. Okay. So we're going to get into parenting today, because that's what I think a lot of how, not just you being a parent, but you having parents and growing up. okay?
Yes.
I think you would be an incredible help there. But first, we're going to ask you a question about your first sale, your first business when you were a kid. You say you were a big performer musician, but yes. What can you think of anything you did growing up where you're like, okay, that was the moment I was like, yep, I want to be a businesswoman or a leader in this industry.
Right. And that's so funny because what I've done career-wise the last 15, 20 years since I graduated from college has all been based around business. I grew up as a singer, dancer, actress, musical theater. I performed on stage live musical productions from the time I was a tween through college and a little bit beyond college, but I never considered it a business. But in actuality, I know now that it is a business. No matter what any of us are trying to do, especially in this climate of everyone having a social media account, if you are a working individual, no matter what your field, I think it's very important to have a sense of how a business should run, how you manage your business, how you market yourself. And one of the first experiences, and I'm really thinking off the top of my head here because this shouldn't be a tough question, but it is. One of the first experiences I could think of was when I was in my very first musical theater production in my local hometown. And it was a semi-professional theater group where we did 2 months, one given show's run was 2 months, okay. Six shows a week. It was intense. And my first sense of, oh, wow, how do I manage myself in this role as a performer was, how do I market myself and market this show to get people to come to see the show, to buy tickets? How do I get the word out? It was a whole marketing lesson. And I remember starting with families and friends, of course, as we all should and as we always do. And then I quickly learned that in those days, there was no social media, right? But I quickly learned that marketing matters. And the more people you get interested in whatever it is you're doing, the more you will be boosted in confidence, in pressure. I don't want to say pressure in a bad way. I think good pressure to deliver something that is of quality is always a good thing. And it was a real lesson in, oh, wow, I am performing, but this show is a product and I got to get the word out so that people know about it and it grows bigger than what it could have been. And that's always something of value. That was my first lesson, I think maybe when I was like 14.
Yeah. Customers, you got to get customers in the seats. What role did you play, by the way?
So it was a production. Like I said, it was 14. It was a semi-professional. Everyone was paid, but it was in the Central Valley of California. And the show was Grease. Cool. And I was in the ensemble because most of the people that were the stars were adults that had been working for a very long time. And that was my very first musical theater production that I had scored a spot on as a 14-year-old and that I was getting paid for. It was exciting. It was, yeah.
That's awesome. We won't make you sing right now. Don't worry. You'd be amazing, but I won't make you prove it. It's okay.
All good.
So that's great. And I love that idea about marketing too, because we always tell kids and families, like even entrepreneurs, like you don't have to become the entrepreneur when you grow up, but every kid as they grow up needs to learn to be more entrepreneurial. So when we say that, we mean good at, you know, pitching your ideas, good at finding your passion and going after it, good at putting resources and teams together and actually working and listening to other people and being able to get a message out to the world. Everyone needs these skills, whether you're a company or the employer or an artist or a lawyer or a creative, or if you're in education, like you've got to have these entrepreneurial skills if you want to be able to make it. So
it's true. And another important skill that I learned, and even through before I got married and had kids, I worked in entertainment news. And then after I had kids and I started my family, I wanted to be home more. I wanted to be with my babies and, you know, have a good time with them and be supportive for my whole family at home more. And I shifted everything from interviewing celebrities on different TV programs to starting a mom and parenting blog. And that was a whole skill set about how to pivot and redirect your skills and talents in a way that could best serve you for a particular. And the number one thing I learned is that you have to set measurable goals. For instance, when I launched the blog, I said, okay, my goal, I have to be able to measure a goal. I am going to write 3 pieces a week for this blog for the next 3 months to get it going. So you have to set measurable goals.
That's great.
What was it? So when you started that, Jill, what were some of those, whether it was your passion or your talents that transferred over that you enjoyed or that you discovered about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was always an on-air performer, on-stage, on-air performance personality. I always liked to write. I did very well in high school English and literature. I always loved to write. I was always a pretty good writer. But it's funny when you pivot, and I found when I pivoted and started doing something a little bit different, I was not knowledgeable about online blogs or anything like that. But I forced myself to bungee jump, like I called it. I bungeed and I said, I'm going to write 3 pieces a week for 3 months to launch the content, because my ultimate goal with starting my website was to turn it into television segments, which ended up happening 4-5 years after I was working on the website. Or actually a few years after I launched the website, I started turning it into television segments. But in order to get eyeballs on it, in order for it to be recognized in a very credible way by my media peers, I had to produce written content on that blog. So I forced myself to plug away at the writing and develop my writing further. And because the blog, which wasn't a comfort zone for me at first, it trained me to really hone in and perfect my writing, which then led to launching a book in 2017. So if you force yourself to develop skills that you didn't necessarily depend on before, it can add up to really incredible things if you just try.
It sounds like, so kids, do y'all hear that? So resolve, courage to try new things. That's actually the definition of grit. And obviously our podcast is called the Young Grit Podcast. So thank you for sharing your story. That's cool.
Sure.
Yeah, those are amazing things to think through, because a lot of times kids are like, why should I do well in school? Why should I do school at all? You know, so some kids that we work with are like, I'm just going to be an entrepreneur. What do I need to do in school? I'm going to have my own job. Well, all those you just mentioned, you have to craft your skills. You have to build your skills. And as a kid growing up and developing, you don't know what your perfect skill might be, right? Some people change what their unique ability is as they grow. And how are you going to know until you try new skills and build new skills, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that was one of the things, even in getting this new job at PragerU, they offered me a job a few months ago. It was something I had never done before, but I bungee jumped and I said, yes, I'm going to try this. And it's really, if you leave yourself open-minded and you have confidence in the skills that you've already developed, you figure it out along the way. I had never created, you just saw my little one pop up behind. Hi! If you're watching the video, my little one snuck behind me to get back to. What I was saying is, if you are game to develop your skills, even if you don't quite know what you're doing, it will always enrich your career as you move forward and as you as your career develops.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. So question, random side question. Who is the most interesting person you ever interviewed in your segments? Like, who stands out as the most memorable person? You're like, oh man, this person was crazy or interesting.
You know who was really interesting? You mean like a celebrity?
Anyone, a celebrity or someone we don't know. You tell us.
Well, okay. I'll go back to during my celebrity reporter days. I'm going to say two people. Back to the celebrity reporter days. My most interesting interview, and the kids might not know who this actor is, but most of the parents might. He's an actor named Tommy Lee Jones, and he was very tough. He's very, very smart. And don't get me wrong, I feel like I'm a smart person, and everyone here is smart. Everyone has a smart brain that we can continue to learn with and so forth. But I remember how intimidated I was because he was very, very smart, and it required me to put my A game on and to think on my feet and to have confidence in myself. And the second most interesting person that I recently met, and I'm going to say half interviewed, was, I'm not just saying this because I work for PragerU, but this is the truth. Dennis Prager, super smart, super, super smart. And when I met him the first time, just a few weeks ago, he's very, very tall. And I am not very tall. So that in and of itself was, you know, I wanted to feel taller and I wanted to feel smarter and confident. And what we were talking about, which was, we were talking about education and school and having courage in life and work. And he is a very, very smart, smart person. And anytime I think, whether you're young or old or a kid or a mom or a dad or whatever, anytime you have the opportunity to meet someone who is very developed in their thinking and smart, take it and don't be intimidated, because I like to say that when you meet people like that, you soak up a little bit of their wisdom and it enriches your capabilities to do what you are able to do in your life and work. So yeah, Tommy Lee Jones and Dennis Prager, I'll say that.
There you go. Those are two people I never thought would be in the same sentence. So
right? I know. The parents are laughing right now. Kids, look up who these guys are.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay, cool. That's amazing. So you are kind of the people you are around. You become who you're around. And so that's great advice. Be near the best you can find, because it will just up your game as much as you can. So that's cool. All right, well, let's get into some parenting stuff.
Okay.
So, can you pinpoint, obviously you are a successful woman.
Thank you.
They're denying that. Growing up, was there anything that your parents did? You know, everybody's parents put them in trauma and we're all in counseling. like good things. Like, was there something that your parents did that was good that you were like, oh my goodness, that is something I want to make sure to do with my daughters. I want everyone to know. Mm-hmm. About doing that with their kids.
Well, my parents did a lot of things right. I am going to say, as a kid, you don't really appreciate a lot of the things your parents want you to do or ask you to do or talk to you about. But then I guarantee when you, at least this is my experience, becoming a parent, all of a sudden I thought, aha, now I understand why they were harping on me to do my homework. Now I understand all these things. The number one thing that I think both my parents taught me that I continue to draw upon today as an adult is learning how to be tough and resilient. If something doesn't go your way, guess what? It's okay. Get up, try it again another way. Figure it out. That was a phrase in my house. Figure it out and handle it. My mom was famous for saying, handle it, handle it, handle it, handle it. And that's not because she didn't want to help me with any given task or something, but rather to motivate me to use my brain. If there was a problem, figure it out. There's a way to solve this, handle it. And I can't tell you how valuable that has been as a parent, as a working mom, as a wife, as a person, a plain old person, as a dog owner, anything, you name it, the words handle it have come in handy. And I tell my kids that a lot, even when it comes to making the sandwich. Mommy, can you come? I can't. My kids are 9 and 10, okay? And they're awesome girls. But if they're making the peanut butter sandwich and they're saying, I can't spread the peanut butter, it's not going on right. I know you can do it, handle it, figure it out, and I'll help them a little bit, but then I leave them to do it. And they complain. Why aren't you helping me? I said, I know it seems like I'm not helping you, but I really am helping you by challenging you to figure out how to spread that peanut butter on without breaking the bread. Trust me, it's going to come in handy, because the more we inspire our kids to figure things out through failures, trial and error, the more capable they're going to be. And that's something my parents helped me with too.
I love that. It's problem solving, right? If our kids can learn to solve problems and figure it out and handle it. I had the same last night. Our boys were, you know, they're tired at the end of the day. Dad, I want water at this upper table. You know, it's like, go get it.
Go get it.
handle it. That's the secret to most things in life. I mean, if you look at parents, all we want for our kids other than being a loving adult is to be a productive, self-managing adult.
Exactly.
Right? Like, our job's done when our kids learn to love others well and take care of themselves and others well, right?
It's true.
And I feel like that's actually the number one lesson I've ever learned in business as well.
Yeah.
Develop my people, right? I've got several businesses and hundreds of people. You develop them to handle it.
Yeah.
you'll never have to handle it again. And that's how companies grow. That's how people grow, right? Mm-hmm. Now, ever since changing my mindset on that, you call it handle it. I call it basically personal growth, right? Like,
yes,
we take people through different stages and promotions, and they run whole wings of the business and entire sectors because they've learned to handle everything underneath them, everything moving up to that point. I trust self-starters and resourceful employees more than anybody else you could ever hire, because they learn how to learn, they know how to fix their own problems, and they make my life way easier and the business way more successful. And by the way, they're happier. Mm-hmm. You don't want your kids depending on you for everything. That makes their lives miserable.
Right.
You know, every time when I was growing up, we had a friend who got all A's, and it was because her mom fought the teachers and like fired two of them as we were growing up. Like the kid, like getting their driver's permit, that like she failed the test and her mom got the driver's permit, like teacher fired.
Wow.
And I just look at that and I'm like, you're setting that kid up for failure, right? Like this is not how the world works. Like, you have to handle it on your own. So that's probably some of the best parenting advice I've ever heard. So,
all right, thanks. I'm trying.
I love it. Okay, and I know we don't have too much time, but now as a parent, what comes to mind for you, raising girls, but it could be raising boys or girls, mm-hmm. in addition to this handle it idea, what comes to mind for you that's like, oh my goodness, this is like the best tips I have for other parents for raising kids?
I think it is so important now to teach kids how to think critically for a variety of reasons. It's been a rough year for a lot of people. and I just think that the more we teach kids to ask questions, to think critically, and you know, to know that we are all here together, united in our communities, no matter who we are, where we come from, at the core, we are all united. And it's important to think critically. If you hear something about something, if someone tells you something, ask questions, think critically, form your own opinions based on experiences and facts. And I just think that's really important to do. Across the spectrum.
That's so good. It, Scott, it makes me think of So we went to business school together. And, you know, one of the questions we would hear all the time in the pit, which was, you know, it was a Harvard style pit of Socratic discussion around a case study of a real business was, what's your evidence, right? So can you, and how many things, you know, in our everyday lives do we just, we assume so many things, right? Versus like, what is your evidence, or help me understand, you know, and asking those questions in curiosity, because that's a big thing. My wife's great about, she's very curious, always assumes the best in people, you know? And so just having a curious spirit, right?
It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to be truth or not here coming up pretty quick with what the world says, with what social media says, with Russian hacking on social media. Like, you know, if parents and kids, if you're listening, you don't have any idea who is on the other side of that screen. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's actually owns that profile. It may be a picture of a nice young girl that you want to talk to in middle school, and it's a social media profile pic. It could be a fat 40-year-old man in his basement trying to fish and get information, okay?
I'm not laughing because it's so not funny, but no, you're absolutely right.
We actually have a whole course on this. One of our entire courses at My First Sale, when the kids all launch their business, is teaching them online safety. Mm-hmm. And the main thing we say is, you have no idea. Not only is everything you do and say online going to live forever, but you don't know anything out there if it's going to be true or not. There is, one of my friends is working on like deep fakes right now in Silicon Valley, where my face could literally look like I'm doing anything on a camera or a video, and it's not me, it's something else, but they superimpose my face and it looks so real.
Wow.
It is terrifying.
That's,
and so you got to think critically, kids, like, and parents, like, we need to teach our kids to always ask, how does this work? Why is this the case? Where's the evidence for this? Is this what I really, you know, does this make sense? Mm-hmm. At the base level, it's one of the most important things you can teach anybody, right?
It's true. And that's exactly it. Does this make sense? That is the classic question. We say that a lot at PragerU, actually. Does this make sense?
That's what I like about PragerU. And we should talk about that for a second, because I know you jumped onto this, you skydived into this new opportunity. You know, and I like PragerU. I'm not, like, I just got to be honest, I'm not a political person.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not a political organization.
So that's what I like about PragerU, because I'm not political. I'm like, all right, I want to get like a liberal and a conservative and a libertarian and a socialist. Like, let's get them all in the room. Mm-hmm. And then let's just like take an idea and then let's pick it apart and think critically. How does this work? Why does this work? Does this assumption make sense? What do you think? Well, what do you think? So one of my favorite things about PragerU, at least a lot of the videos I've heard, I mean, billions and billions of views now all over the world with these videos, I've seen, the things I see is they just take an issue, taxes, foreign policy, teaching kids how to parent, what does the American flag stand for, like all these things, and they just pick it apart. And they say, what are the base principles of this? What was it meant for? What does it mean? Is it being misused? How does this work? Do we have all the right assumptions? Mm-hmm. That's what I love about PragerU, right? And you don't have to agree with everything PragerU says. Sometimes I hear stuff and I'm like, man, I don't really agree with that.
Yeah, but me too. Idea, me right? too, yeah.
But the point is, have discussion, right? Interview, think critically. I love that. So tell me, what about PragerU got you excited about joining?
Well, I was really excited about starting to create videos and magazines and animated series and discussion things all geared towards kids. So this new program that we have, that I have pivoted once again, you know, as we were talking about before, this new program is called PragerU Prep, which stands for PragerU Resources for Educators and Parents. And what we're doing is we're creating all of these videos and guides and all sorts of things that parents and teachers can share with our families that celebrate what America was built on: individuality, responsibility, equality under God, hard work, perseverance, all of those things that yep. we all celebrate and value. And we're creating fun videos. So kids, I personally, this is a personal thing for me. I want my kids to grow up knowing that America is a really awesome place. And even though there's some weird and bad things that happened in our history, America was founded to be a great place that celebrates hard work, respect, all of those things, all of those American values. So those are the types of videos that we're creating. And it's all going to be brand new in April in our prep program. If you go to prageru.com/prep, P-R-E-P, then you can find out more about it there. But that's what it's about. And that's what I'm doing there because I love my family and I love my kids' friends. And we want to continue to celebrate all the things that we should be celebrating as yep. a community and country.
Yeah, I love that. And it's coming alongside schools, coming alongside parents. And it's just saying, hey, here are some great resources for kids to learn things on their own, right? And learn these things and grow. And I think it's a brilliant resource. I'm really excited about what you guys are doing. Again, everybody, that's Prager, PragerU.
Yeah.
PRAGERU.com/prep.
Yes, you guys are one of our suggested endorsed resources that we've listed. Yep. So you guys are on our website, and I'm not going to spill too much, but we are going to be partnered and working together for a few really fun projects in the very near future. So we're excited to have you guys too.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. We want kids to learn life skills, right?
Yeah.
If you start a little business from your living room and make a few $100, guess what? You learn confidence. You learn resourcefulness. You learn grit. You learn delayed gratification. You learn all these things that Jill has been talking about. And we love the idea of teaming up just to help kids grow it to become confident, resourceful, productive adults. So love what you're doing. Anything else, Trav, we want to hit on before we sign off today?
I think I would take us on a rabbit trail. So I think we're good. My first thought was, you know, I love the failure. My wife always says fail forward, but
yes,
we may have, that may be a whole nother discussion. So I like where we ended it.
Yep. So Jill, any last things you want to say for parents out there and kids?
Just get the fail forward button, I think, is a perfect one to end on. No matter what you try or want to do, if you're not failing, you're doing something wrong. Failing is as frustrating as it is, failing is a hard thing, but it is necessary to keep you on the path that you want to succeed at. Failure is part of success, and that's the reality. And the only other thing I would edit is, in the very beginning, I said my favorite ice cream flavor was chocolate, but I think it might be mint chip. So that's the only...
Okay, we can always go back and change
that. That's a record straight.
For the record, mint, chocolate chip.
Wonderful. I love that advice to end on. Failure is a part of success. You cannot be afraid of it. Yep, it can hurt. Yep, it can hurt your ego more. But guess what? Once you let go of your ego and realize that failure is just about learning, you're going to be great, kids and family. So thank you, Jill, for being with us. If people want to learn more about Jill, you can go to prageru.com/prep to see the program that they are working on for families, hundreds of thousands and millions of families across the world, as well as thefabmom.com. You can check that out. It's a blog for parenting. Thank you again, Jill, for all of your time. This was a ton of fun.
This was so fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Jill.
All right. And we will see you on the next episode of Young Grit. Thanks, everyone.
Today's podcast was made possible by MyFirstSale.com, a marketplace and community of kid entrepreneurs who are on a mission to change the world. If you want to empower your kids to take on the real world and make hundreds of dollars in their first small business, head over and check out MyFirstSale.com and join the community today. Okay, folks, we have a simple memory trick for you to make sure today's lessons stick deep down in your mind. It's called FAT, F-A-T. Yeah, I said it, FAT. Follow, act, and tell. So follow, the F is for follow us. We'd love for you to subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, or head over to myfirstsale.com/podcast and don't miss out on any future episodes. The A is for act. Take the next step today to be a kid entrepreneur. Head over to myfirstsale.com if you want to learn more about launching your own business as a kid. Join the community of other kid entrepreneurs around the world. And we have weekly videos on grit, delayed gratification, investing, budgeting, and more. And we even have 150 free kid business ideas for you to get the wheels spinning. And then the last part of FAT is T, tell someone. We would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes of your biggest lesson learned, or even simply post this podcast to your Facebook or Twitter and let us know the biggest lesson that you learned to your family and friends. That's it. We'll see you guys next time on Young Grit.